Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Sports Lounge. It's the Fred Dreyer Show here on Sierra Digital Talk Radio. Thank you so much for joining us coast to coast and around the world. I'm Mike Gary, sitting in for the old growler. Mike Horn is out on assignment, and I'm joined by the Sultan of Safeties, the acting legend, and just a heck of a great guy, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Sir,
thanks,
how are you?
So very much, Mike Gary. Great to see you. Thanks for coming aboard. We're going to have some fun today, I think.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure as well. Just to start things off right now, earlier in the week, we had some great baseball, the World Baseball Classic, sadly.
Yes,
Team USA fell to the Japanese team, and I believe we have some sound here of that final out. There we have Ohtani, the Angels' ace pitcher and best hitter.
You know something? In any language, you can't mistake a home run call like that.
That is an amazing.
Just the best.
An amazing piece of footage. And that Japanese team, it seems like they just celebrated as one. There wasn't any, you know, outliers, anybody pouting the dugout because they weren't on the field. It seems like this Japanese team celebrates and just comports themselves on the diamond with such style and grace, a little bit more than the pro teams out there.
It seems to be that way, that it is a cultural acceptance that you honor the sport that you're entered into, and Japanese teams do that.
Absolutely. It was great. I was, you know, sad to see Team USA fall, but Japanese team, what a great team. What a great game.
Fantastic game.
That game, 3-2, decided in the final pitch, and Shohei Ohtani strikes out his teammate, Mike Trout. And I wonder if Ohtani is thinking, hey, you know, why am I going to stick around with the Angels, being on a 500 club?
Oh, believe me, we have an hour to discuss all this stuff.
Stick around, you guys. We got a lot.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Stick around. Thank you so much once again for listening to the Sports Lounge with the Fred Dreyer Show, available on Sirius XM Channel 217. That's Sirius Channel 217, XM 203. Also available on the XM Sirius app 967. You guys stick around. We're in the Sports Lounge with a Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Mike Gary, sitting in for the old growler Mike Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Stay with us.
Hello, everyone. Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance7 is your answer. Balance7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. 3 sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance7 works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping, plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to balance7.com. And don't forget the code word word, Fred.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-351-8614. That's 800-351-8614. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-351-8614.
And we are back. The Fred Dreyer Show. Thank you so much once again for joining us, whether you're watching us on Facebook, listening to us on live on many of our different platforms, Sirius XM, Sirian Digital Talk, KABC 790. Also, if you're watching us on our Sirian's custom-built Roku channel, available for free in the Roku store. Talking a little bit about this little baseball. Saw this Mr. Ohtani, only 28 years old. I think he's got to be the best player in baseball right now.
Well, everybody says so. I haven't seen any Angel games this year. I see highlights like everybody does, but I mean, this guy to me is every bit is great as they sell him to us, and the great thing about what's happening today in the sports world, global sports world culture, is all excellence is captured and shot right to the front, and there's no questioning the greatness of Ohtani.
Never seen a player like him before. The last player Never. Since Babe Ruth to be Yep. equally as dominant as a pitcher and as a hitter as well.
Let me ask you a question about Babe Ruth. Do you still, when I was a kid, little kid, you see pictures of Babe Ruth and it's talked about more so in the culture at that point in time than it is now.
Yeah.
But do you find it amazing that the way Babe Ruth looked
with those little skinny legs and that big
athletic,
torso,
that he could be that keen on hand-eye coordination, hitting home runs, pitching the way he did? I mean, it's just amazing.
He was a true one in a million player as well. He did have not what would say your typical athlete physique. He also, according to some books that I've read and reporting at the time, didn't have the kind of training regimen that most athletes do now. I heard his favorite meal was five hot dogs and a quart of whiskey. But I think, like you said, it was his upper body strength as well as that hand-eye coordination. I mean, he was hitting home runs, Babe Ruth was, than teams were.
No, he is just one of the greatest all time, clearly. And I every time I see him swing and then kind of like trot, they speed the film up and they trots to first base. It's really a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. You go, make sure to look at some old Babe Ruth stuff on YouTube. It's pretty fun to watch. But, you know, earlier we were talking before our show, Fred, and I talked about it with some friends of mine as well during the offseason. I'm like, wow, what's going on with the Dodgers? It seems like we're losing a lot of players here. Justin Turner's moving along. And I think you mentioned that there might be a reason for that. And just to set this up vis-a-vis Ohtani, let's look at the Dodgers' 2022 payroll. The total amount of money that the Dodgers spent in 2022 season for their payroll was $293 million. Let's look at the 2023 projected payroll, $206 million. So there's about an $85 million discrepancy there.
Planned.
Please proceed, sir.
Planned obsolescence. But it's look, they're doing it. They're telling people we're not in a rebuild year. So what they do is they amortize it over a couple of years and they take the money off the top, just like the Dodgers are doing. They're going to save $85 million this year from last year, and they're going to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. This organization isn't doing this amount of surgery on the team without the fact that they expect not to be in the playoffs. And they're going to. They've got to also put on display, not that they're overtly trying to do it, but they're going to make sure that Ohtani, who they're going after, sure as I'm sitting here, they're going to go after him, and they want to make sure they do the business end right. So when a year from now and they come to him and say, okay, let's sit down and do this, which I think has already been
kind of... Oh, wait, hold on. So you're saying it right now. We're breaking news right now. You're saying right now that the Ohtani to the Dodgers, if it's not a lock, it's darn well near a lock.
Well, I don't think it's a lock, but it's not about the money.
Yeah.
You know, Dodgers, there's a couple of Dodgers here that left because in the last 2 years, you know, Seager, he was a homegrown Dodger player.
Trey Turner.
All these guys, they love the Dodgers and they would like to have stayed, but they wanted $400 million. You know, each one of them wanted $400 million. The Dodgers says we can't go up because we're going to go after Ohtani. Mm-hmm. They can't admit that they're in a form of a rebuild light stage.
Yeah.
And they're trying to do it because this next move is going to be a real doozy. They're going to bring Ohtani in here. It's going to be the gateway to Japanese baseball. And it's going to be a foregone conclusion that the Dodgers are the baseball capital of the world.
Quite interesting. We have Freddie Freeman right now. He's making $27 million. Mookie Betts making $20 million. And Clayton Kershaw, who's, I think, 65 years old. He's making $15
million. Yeah.
And so if Ohtani does come to the Dodgers, which I think everybody in L.A. would love to see, every Dodger fan. I mean, he's an angel. He's right now buried down there in Orange County at a perennial 500 team. Would he now become the number one starter, if not the number one face of the Dodger franchise?
Overnight. Just as soon as they cash the check, they're going to have a nice celebration for Ohtani. And here's what's great. There's going to be such an overwhelming acceptance of Ohtani, not only in Japan, because he's Japanese, but it's a foregone conclusion that the world loves him.
Yeah.
And he's going to love him right back. I made a note here. I think we talked about it earlier in the day. I made a note here that Japanese players are honorable, responsible ambassadors to the game. I think they are the one country in the world that is so. I think they're fantastic representatives. No matter where they go, they're polite. And, you know, not to say that they wouldn't throw a beanball at you if they had to. But the point it would be is that they're a great ambassador to the sport. They're on the West Coast. They're in the best part of the West Coast, Southern California. They've had Nomo. They've had great baseball players, pitchers primarily, come out of Japan and sign as free agents. They've gone over and they've bought them out of their contracts. They're highly invested. They've been invested in Japan, Japanese baseball, for the last 50, 60 years. And they're going after him. If not, somebody is really crazy, because the Giants, Seattle, all the West Coast teams that are here, if for some reason the Dodgers were to goof and say, gee, we forgot to make a deal with them, then you've got all the rest of the teams on the West Coast now.
I would think even the Yankees would probably try to make a play for him as well.
Well all of them would.
Yeah.
But I think Ohtani likes Southern California.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons he's
signed. Well, Southern California, I believe, has the second largest Japanese population outside of the country of Japan.
Yes, and he's just a slow boat away from going home if he wants.
Yeah.
And staple all of the reasons why it would be a great idea, and it is. And it's not about money, okay? If it's not about money, like it was with Seager and Taylor, then here this last year, then what's it about? It's about the baseball standard of living.
Mm-hmm.
It's about coming here and being loved by, you know, Dave Roberts is half black, half Japanese.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a team, an organization that embraces Japan as a country and as a sports entity in the world. And you can't go wrong by saying, hey, Ohtani, here's $700 million for 10 years.
So quite possibly the biggest deal we're ever going to see in pro sports history.
Well, and that's the beginning. You're going to start getting to cut up ownership for these guys.
Oh, okay. Maybe a piece of the team. So that's interesting. So Ohtani's definitely in the catbird seat when it comes to his impending free agency. But we want to talk about later on in the show about how do you gauge that personal value in any sport, not less just baseball. Stick around, you guys. We're in the Sports Lounge. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
And we are back. The Fred Dreyer Show, hanging out in the sports lounge. I'm Mike Gary, hanging in there, sitting in for the old growler Mike Horn out in assignment. Talking a little bit about baseball, a little about player empowerment as well.
Yes, that's very key.
Very key indeed. Ohtani, it's what's interesting too. You know, we talked about kind of the different cultural conditioning and values vis-a-vis differences between pro players here in America and pro players in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me, you know, both of us just anecdotally, that, you know, Ohtani seems like he's a love of the game kind of guy. Juxtapose that to other players out there, former Dodgers you mentioned as well, who went to the World Series multiple times in a row but left the team in order to make more money. And we're not talking, you know, a little bit of money. We're talking about a lot of money. But, I mean, these still these players, you know, Trey Turner, you know, and others, Justin Turner as well, you know, they've made over $100 million in their career so far.
That's a nice wage for, you know, to come out of school and to put cleats on and run around for a little while, maybe get a concussion or two, but yet go home with about $150 million.
Probably, right. Probably more money than they'll be able to spend in their lifetime. And so, you know, is it more important to make more money that you can possibly spend, generational wealth for you, your son, your grandson, and your great-great-grandson, or to actually, you know, become immortal and win a championship? Because it seems like seeing that celebration from the Japanese team, it seemed like it's more important to win championships.
Explain to the listeners what went on behind home plate. You told
in
me.
The Japan versus Mexico game. There was
that.
You guys can find this online. It's an incredible clip. And if it doesn't bring a tear to your eye, then you're dead inside. It was during the last out of the Mexico versus Japan World Baseball Classic game. Japan won that game. And in the final out, there was a fan behind. If you're watching that game, I'm sure you saw it. There was a Japanese fan waving the Japanese flag. And this was, you know, took place in, you know, in the neutral site. So there was both fans of Japan and both fans of Mexico at that game. As soon as the game was over and Japan was victorious, that Japanese fan who's waving that flag all day long, all game long, that is, he turned to a Mexican fan right next to him. He put the flag down, he bowed, and then hugged that Mexican fan in a sign and a show of true humanity between and brotherhood.
Just like we do it here.
Can you imagine if that was a Giants fan holding up a Giants flag at Dodger Stadium? He's going home in a body bag.
He would knock him out.
Yeah.
It's just, I wrote down here, I think I'm being redundant, but I'm going to back it up. Japanese players, honorable, respectful, ambassadors of the game. And this is what I think is missing in American sports. It's been weeded out by greed.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned earlier, you know, we talked about it, I think it was off camera, about the difference in how young players, young boys, young women too as well probably, but how young boys their lives are woven in with sports,
yeah.
So much so because of that spirit, just so what you described. That is the life's blood of a culture. You know, if you're in Japan, you look at your country. Look where it is. Look where it's placed. You know, you got Russia over here, China right over there, it's a constant battle to survive and to maintain your culture. And that's the one thing that I know I do. I personally revere people who look at their culture like that and do everything they can to promote it and to educate their young people about it. And sports is a great way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what do you think Ohtani's worth? Well, you 10 get years, well, 700 million.
If you're thinking in terms of, you know, gee, that's a lot of money. What's he going to do with all that money? You know, that's one thing. He's like a country to himself. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he probably can go anywhere in the world and be welcome, and that's saying a lot today. Because the rest of the world isn't really a very hospitable, but he's going to be a salesman for his culture. He's going to be in the focal front. He's going to get the pleasure of realizing anything he says, any type of comment he makes is going to be picked up and paid attention to. He's going to be a stalwart in the league. And he's going to have a fantastic life with his kids, grandkids, so forth and so on. And so it's he's got position, and he's a gentleman, and he's going to be a Dodger.
So he's projected to make $30 million next season.
Yeah,
that's
what they found in his glove compartment.
That's what he's got in his couch cushions.
Yes,
he is a free agent and pending free agent after that, and we would expect him to get a whopper of a deal. The question is, Fred, we talked about this, and this is a great way to have a discussion about this. We talked before the show about, you know, Otani, he's the best player in the league. He's a one in a million kind of guy, so he can pretty much write his own check. He can ask for whatever he wants, and he can get it. But how does an athlete, any athlete, star or just a journeyman athlete, how do they kind of dictate what they're worth? Is it the teams, the markets, are they telling the player themselves what they're worth, or is it the player himself?
Well,
judging his own work.
The I have a story that's autobiographical to me about that very question that happened to me in 1969 when I was drafted by the New York Giants. I was the 13th player picked in 1969, and I was drafted by the Giants. I got there, and it took me a very short period of time to realize that these people really were the custodians of a moribund team. I mean, this place was underwater. They were still living in the 50s. You know, Frank Gifford, who I knew, and I would joke with him about it. I said, what's it like being such a antiquated, lovable figure here in the Big Apple? And he just said, well, we're going to come back, you know, with players like you. And so I go, yeah. And so what we wound up doing was I realized that, look, I'm in my third year at the end of the 1971 season. I got to get out of here. How do I do it? How do I leave a team that has a reserve clause attached to the last year of your contract?
So explain for our listeners what that means, how the contracts worked during that particular time, late 60s, when you were
there. What I did when I went there, I looked around and I said, I can't get caught here. I can't sign a five-year deal like they wanted me to. Here's a bunch of money up front, and here's a five-year deal, and now I'm there for 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And so by the time I figured it out in the off season in the 1970 season, went home and I said, I want to understand. I read my contract. I understood what who I was working for. It wasn't for myself. It was for the National Football League and for the team. And I just said, I do not want to sign a contract. So I signed a one-year contract in 69. That contract had an option on it.
A team option.
It had a team option to decide what to do with me. It was their decision on my future.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They could either trade me or they could sit me down like Al Davis did to Marcus Allen. And you know that whole story.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back to the Giants training camp. I got in there, and I was meeting with Wellington Mara, the owner, about a contract. And I decided I'm going to I don't know what I'm going to do. So I wound up playing in the 70 season. for about $5,000, $6,000 more. Mm-hmm. So I decided, I said, that's it. I'm not playing. I'm not going to sign any more contracts, 1 year or not. So I got in there and I said, how am I going to find out what I'm worth?
Yeah.
I got to get to the marketplace. How do I get to the marketplace as I'm ferreting through my contract? I was me and my attorney and me and my attorney. That was my team. So I said, here's what I think we got to do. I can't sign another contract. I don't want to have to have someone say, well, we have you. If not on a sound 1 year contract, we've got you on a contract plus. We've got you on an option.
The option.
And that's our option. So I said, okay, fine. So what I did was I said, I'm willing to come back and play on my option. I'll find value in the option. And the value of the option was willing to give up money to get rid of that option. So I got rid of I played for $7,500 less on my contract. I came back and going into the third season in 71, I realized that this is it. I got to get through the bombardment of the New York press. You know, the tri-state mafia, as they called them at the time. And I had to get through the press. And when they kept saying, oh, were you going to sign a contract? Are you playing your option out? What don't you like about the team? Tell us, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I don't want to talk about any of this stuff. And the more I said I don't want to talk about it, the more they asked me about it. So the result was, I played my option out at the end. You want to take a break and we'll come back here. The point is that I took the option of the third year, 1971, and I went through it. I played for 10% less, and the next thing you knew, I was a free agent the following May. But I wasn't quite free. I was playing on an option, which meant the league intercedes and says, you think you're going to leave the Giants? We're going to make the Giants pay a ransom for you. And so they kept chasing me down the street trying to get me to come back.
It's a different game now, folks. That's for sure. Stick around. The Fred Dreyer Show. Stay with us.
Scott for Scots here. You ever want to grow new grass faster? Kind of like when you press the 2x playback button on your podcast so you can speed through episodes. Except it's Scott's Turf Builder Rapid Grass. You're speeding your way from a thin and damaged lawn to a thicker, stronger one in just weeks. Bit too fast, maybe slow it
down. Okay, let's just go back to normal speed.
Get a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Rapid Grass today. It grows grass 2x faster than seed alone when applied at the new lawn rate, subject to proper care.
Feed your lawn. Feed it.
This is sponsored by IBM. NASA collects a massive amount of Earth and geospatial data. IBM is building and applying new artificial intelligence technology to help NASA analyze this data and extract insights about our planet. IBM's technology can help scientists detect changes, such as natural disasters, crop activity, and wildlife habitats, to better understand current climate issues. IBM and NASA are also using IBM's AI technology to create an easily searchable body of Earth science literature, providing researchers convenient and timely access to scientific information. Raghu Ganti, principal researcher at IBM.
Researchers have already seen the potential for today's AI technology in language applications like chatbots. Now, IBM's work with NASA will show a new use for this technology, one that will help a community of scientists working on our most pressing climate issues.
This is just one way IBM's AI technology can be applied to many areas of business and society. To learn more, visit research.ibm.com.
Honey, come here, quick!
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Attention small business owners. The IRS has just released a notice that businesses eligible to file for the Employee Retention Credit should not file with companies charging a percentage of their ERC refund. These companies have been shown to overqualify businesses, leaving the business owner open to audits and tax penalties. ERTCfiling.com helps small business owners file their Employee Retention Credit forms accurately and at a cost that is a fraction of their competitors. And most importantly, ERTCfiling.com charges a flat fee, not a percentage of what you get back. So there's never a worry about overqualification. Businesses that were open in 2020 and 2021 and subject to any COVID government mandate, such as a capacity limitation, social distancing, supply chain issues, and increased vendor costs, will qualify. You do not need to have a reduction in revenue to qualify for this program. Stop any work you're doing with your current Employee Retention Credit provider and call 833-GET-ERTC or go to ERTCfiling.com to schedule your free 30-minute consultation today.
And we are back, the Fred Dreyer Show, hanging out in the Sports Lounge, CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com, streaming live coast to coast around the world. So, Fred, you're playing for the Giants. They want to pick up your option. They give you a little more money, but you want to bet on yourself. And you want to get to that place in free agency where you can control your own destiny.
I have to get to the marketplace. I've got to find out my value as a player. And I'm in my third year. I figured I'm going into my fourth year. And I said, I'm going to be done here pretty soon. I'm just lucky I haven't been hurt. If you're hurt, everybody backs off you, as you can well imagine. I finally got through the 1971 season, and that May of 72 was the drop-dead date. So I was able to play and be under contract on my option till 1972, May of 72. And then May 1st, I was a free agent, except I have no obligation to a specific team, but I had an obligation to find a team that was willing to give draft choices to the Giants to make up for losing me. I mean, it was just unbelievable. It's a league.
It sounds like chattel. It sounds like indentured servitude.
It's totally. It's just, you know, I appreciate Kurt Flood so much. You know, when you start peeling it all back. But I finally got to the point where I, the old standard. I came into the league on the old standard, which is you're done as a player before you realize your worth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what most people were.
Because there's another guy just right behind you.
Well, there's another guy, but there's things constantly changing that you don't see or understand until, like, 1972 rolls around, and I've got three teams. I've got the Philadelphia Eagles, the Saints, the Rams, and the Vikings and the Raiders. I had five teams, and they all were willing to have phone calls with me and negotiate my value. So that meant that what I was asking for with the Giants plus the option was an antiquated, dead conversation. That's for somebody else still on the team. I made it to the clearing. I'm over the hill, past the barbed wire, and now I'm taking flack from the league who says, if you leave the Giants, if you sign a deal, we're going to punish the team that signs you. And they did. They punished. They eventually punished the Rams.
Is that because the league at that point, and some might argue even now today, still is a vassal of the owners, and they want to protect the owners by not letting superstar players like yourself travel freely and make.
That's correct. But that was then. I say the old standard. What we have now is we've got owners chasing players down, begging them to take millions of dollars.
The pendulum has swung completely to the opposite direction.
It's completely the opposite now. Completely the opposite.
Maybe too far, one might argue.
Well, we'll see, won't we? I mean, that's the fun of this. You know, how far can you push it? How far can Durant, Harden, Westbrook, etc., the people who are in control of putting these super teams together, how long can that hold up? How many owners will say, you know what, I'm not gonna sign LeBron? Look what the Lakers have gone through signing LeBron and chasing after glory and greatness.
Anthony Davis as well. Right now, the Lakers with Anthony Davis and LeBron James, two of the best players in the league. LeBron James might be the best player of all time. They are out of the playoffs right now. They are in ninth place. They are a sub 500 team.
Yes, and they, you can't get them out of bed in the morning. You know, if you're hurt, you're hurt. That's a tough thing. You know, you can't punish anybody for being hurt. But there's, you know, you've got, you know, the Lakers are coming over to Anthony Davis' locker before the game and saying, "How do you feel, Anthony?" "I'm okay, man. Just, you know, I think I'll be all right. I think I'll be all right." He said, "Well, we want you to sit down and rest." He said, "Well, you know, I'm okay. I can play."
"Well, I want to play."
No, we don't want." He never said, "Get out of my way," like Kobe would.
Oh, yeah.
Like Michael Jordan.
Uh-huh.
He would never, with a Shaq, he would have never said, you know, "Hey, get out of my way. I'm running this team. They're going to follow me, and we're going to win games." That's what you don't have on the Lakers.
Very well said. Indeed, I would say so. I mean, the optics of it, you see LeBron James, he's hurt, doesn't travel with the team.
Right.
And he shows up in an Instagram video at his son's basketball game. And I'm all for, you know, being a
Has so much time passed that we've forgotten when LeBron came out of the locker room with a glass of wine.
And knowing him, I'm sure it was quite a nice vintage. And like you said, I mean, Kobe Bryant shot free throws on a busted Achilles. One of the most enigmatic moments, I think, in sports history.
Yeah.
Playing through a torn labrum, playing through a broken finger. It seems like players would wear that as a badge of honor.
You know what you want?
But is it that Anthony Davis and LeBron James, is that them personally or their handlers?
That's personal.
You think it's personal? That's so it's personal. Not the team coming to them and being like, "Look, we need to protect our investments."
No. If you've got a superstar on your team and you've designated him in many ways through the press and through giving him money, that he's your guy, you don't want that guy asking his handler if it's okay to play today.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what's happening. You know, the fabric is torn down. Everybody's an independent contractor. Everybody has a corporation. Everybody's a subchapter S. Everybody has their whole line of their whole corporations now in line. Every time it's not good for me to fly on a back-to-back night to Philadelphia from L.A. and play in that game. It's just too much. I'm not going to do it. And nobody makes the announcement. Nobody tells the season ticket holders in Philadelphia, "Oh, by the way, Kobe's not playing," mm-hmm. or, you know, "Shaq's not playing." You know, it is what you have is a bunch of jerks, wealthy jerks, running the show. And as long as there's enough people out there that line up every day with their sons and daughters and their brothers and sisters and root for their favorite team, win or lose, if they play or not, you've got the conundrum of loving the game and not necessarily loving the player.
Well, and also ownership has changed as well. You don't have right now those singular figures like a Dr. Jerry Buss or, you
That's
know,
correct.
A Jack Kent Cook or, you know, those self-made guys that bought a team that were competitive guys to begin with. They wanted to win. Now you see the ownership groups are mostly comprised of high net worth individuals or hedge funds. They look at it more as
right.
something on the balance sheet rather than actual, you know, the glory of winning.
It's one of 10,000 things each day they have to do.
Owning a professional sports franchise now with the way media rights works and the way the contracts work, it's one of the best investments in the history of mankind. Where you buy in for $400 million, a couple years later, you're worth $5 billion.
Yes.
And so Dr. Jerry Buss, when he wanted to win, he wanted to make money, of course.
That comes with it.
Exactly.
But you can't have it the opposite way.
No, you can't.
You can't chase money. Oh, yeah, and a championship.
It doesn't work that way.
You can't do it.
And like we talked about the pendulum swinging, and you brought up the New Jersey Nets. That franchise was decimated by team building. You saw, you know, I want to play Kevin Durant. I want to play with Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving, I want to play with James Harden.
Yeah. And if you don't, I'm not going to play for you.
And if you don't, you got to trade me. And now that the word is out that I'm demanding a trade, so my trade value goes down because now it's a buyer's market instead of a seller's market.
No, people are running out of the subways, you know, under the Third Avenue L, and they're trying to figure out, you know, when's the next bomb going off? And because it is, you know, you've got big stars strangling the league, and you have the leagues or the individual over the league.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the individual being celebrated, and they've decided they're worth celebrating.
And a high tide raises all boats. So if the league is prosperous as a whole, that means the individual teams and individual players within that league will prosper as well. If you only have a couple players, a couple superstar players making hundreds of millions of dollars and requesting trades and wanting to become de facto GMs, that leaves other teams out in the cold.
Where'd the Lakers get their GM? That was Kobe's agent.
Kobe's agent, Rob Pelinka.
Yeah, how'd that happen?
You got to ask Jeannie Buss about that.
Well, I mean,
I had the fortune and honor to spend some time with Johnny Buss the other night,
mm-hmm.
and he was part of the ownership group of the Lakers. He owned the Lazers. He owned all sorts of ancillary LA sports teams, and he kind of got out of the sports business. And he says I wanted to get out of this business, the sports ownership business, when it stopped becoming fun. Well, when did it stop becoming fun? When the agents and players started making the decisions rather than the teams and owners themselves.
Yeah, I've heard those conversations. I heard it coming out of the Nets, out of Houston, when Harden was demanded a
trade.
Everything.
What, Houston's the worst team in the league right now.
Yeah, it's a shell. There's like five teams. Five or six teams. There's only 30 of them, I think, aren't they?
Yeah.
There's five or six teams now that are just shells of their former selves.
Every time a free agent, you know, a high name, big dollar, superstar free agent comes along, every team thinks they have a shot at that. And so they'll shed as much salary as possible, put themselves in the best position to land that player. They're fortunate enough to land that player. James Harden comes, doesn't like it. Doesn't feel right, something, maybe doesn't like Houston, demands a trade. And so now you've shed all your draft picks, you know, draft picks going up to 2029, Houston has lost. So they're going to be in the cellar for the next decade, all because James Harden didn't want to come to work that day.
Well, you woke him up on the bus and that pissed him off. That's the beginning. You know, these guys don't want to be bothered. They don't want to talk to anybody. They put their earplugs in. They go out and dribble. And that's about it.
And also, too, now you see this a lot where, you know, before you had your sports agent, your kind of guy, like, you know, just hang out. He's your sports agent. He's a sports guy. Now you're seeing a lot of players. They have, you know, CAA, Creative Arts Agency, one of the biggest agencies in the world. They have a sports division.
Yeah.
William Morris Endeavor, they have a sports division. And so when they become your agents, they're not looking at just the contracts you're making from the teams. They're looking at the quote unquote big picture. So they say, no, you don't want to play in Minnesota, even though that might be the best place for you to win. You want to play in Los Angeles so you can get exposure, so you can be in Space Jam 3.
Yeah, and it's worth being in. you've got, you know, the Nets are a shell of their former selves. You know, the franchise has been stripped to the ground. It's like Locust hit it. And there's nobody above the line, meaning in presidents, GMs, or anybody in the franchise, or anybody at all looking out for the betterment of the sport. And we talked earlier about Otani and the Japanese culture. You know, they have a great deal of respect for the game and for how it's played and for those who play it. And you can tell how they think of themselves and the sport by how they celebrate and how they allow.
It looked like a little league team.
And how they watch opposing teams when they win, how they celebrate.
All right, folks, stick around. Be right back right after the break. It's the Fred Dreyer Show in the Sports Lounge. Stay with us.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
And we are back, the Fred Dreyer Show in the Sports Lounge. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. You can email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. You can follow Fred on Twitter, @Fred_Dreyer. Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer. And you can also check out the podcast of this show.
Yes, as opposed to the non-real.
The fake Fred Dreyer.
The Fred Dreyer Show. The fake Fred Dreyer
Show. .com. Quick Facebook comments I want to get through. Hello to everybody on Facebook. We appreciate it. Facebook.com/CRNTalk. Katrina's in there. Chris. We got Rachel. We got Lori. Quick question here from the Facebook chats. Hi, guys. Do you think Lamar Jackson will remain with the Ravens, or is he ready to move on?
Oh no! I think he's long gone from the Ravens. I mean, he's applied his leverage. It's not so if this is about him getting guaranteed money, then it's disappointing on his end. I mean, you know, I don't know what he could possibly want other than the fact that he's got a real good team. Why would you leave that good team for extra money in your pocket if it's nominal,
mm-hmm.
You know.
He wants to be, you know, one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league.
He's going to be.
But he's betting his on, you know, we talked about earlier in the show about how to gauge your own value. What he's doing is he's relying on potential rather than on past performance. Is that smart?
Well, he's brittle.
Yeah.
And they're frightened to death that he takes a shot and that's it.
Yeah, because that happens. In an instant.
That's all part of
in
it.
In an instant, it can all change.
He's a terrific player, but they've got to decide, are we going to cave in and give him everything he wants? Because that's the only thing that's going to make him happy.
I'm sure Jeremy Dayton, who produces this show in the next room, is unhappy to hear that because he's a huge Baltimore Ravens fan.
I know.
So, sorry about that, Jeremy.
He gets tortured on this.
Real fast, we're right at the end of the show. We got an interesting email here. It's a tweet from GetTV, which actually syndicates Hunter. An interesting factoid that Rick Hunter's badge number is 089, the same number on your jersey.
It is indeed. That's not a mistake. You know, we put it out there for moments such as this one.
Fred, it's been an honor today. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. I sure appreciate you taking the time to help us out here.
It is my pleasure. Mr. Mike Horn will be returning to the Fred Dreyer Show next week, and we'll see you guys next week in the lounge, the Fred Dreyer Show. Take care, folks.